It is 8:45, quarter till 9. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Tyler Bosworth, the Secretary of Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Good morning, Mr. Secretary. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm great. Happy Friday to you. Thank you for having me on and giving me the opportunity to discuss this exciting opportunity that we have in Louisiana now.
It really is. Tell me about what's going on with the first time ever, right? A recreational alligator hunting season?
Yeah, Tommy, that's right. So for the first time ever, we have a recreational opportunity. So as many people know, here in Louisiana, we have a traditional commercial opportunity for a commercial industry where these tags that we give out, the alligator tags, are tied to landowners. Well, that really prohibits the general public or the average man from being able to go out and engage in this cultural activity that we have here in Louisiana. We heard from the public, we heard from members of the legislature, and I heard from the governor that this is something that we wanted to support here and make happen in Louisiana. So over the course of about 2 years, we put together a proposal, a policy proposal, taking into account, you know, the traditional commercial operation, the landowners, and we came up with a 30-day recreational alligator season that's going to run from October 1st to October 31st. The lottery for that opened yesterday, and it runs until August 30th. And so, again, just very excited to be able to provide this opportunity to the sportsmen and women of Louisiana.
So there are some rules about where you can hunt and where you can't, right?
There are some rules, and so like I mentioned, you know, we have a huge $250 million annual revenue for our traditional commercial alligator harvest, and what we didn't want to do was materially impact that in any kind of way. And so we set out to put some guardrails in place, and I think we did a really good job of that on the front end. And so those rules, if the property is already enrolled in the commercial operation, that is, if you receive commercial tags for the management of alligators on those lands, those properties are ineligible. So these are going to be you'll be able to hunt on your own property, you'll be able to hunt on private property with written landowner permission, and you'll be able to hunt on some enumerated state properties as well. There's plenty of opportunity out there. There's 8 different zones that you can enter into the lotteries in, and then you'll have to bait these things like a traditional alligator hunter would from the land. And the reason that we did that is because if you're trespassing on somebody's land and you're free shooting them in the water, you might not get caught doing that. But if you've baited from the land and that is hanging there for a couple days, people are going to know that you're on their land. And so, again, we just took a proactive approach on putting guardrails up to try to protect that commercial industry that we have here.
The state has a lot of alligators go around, right?
The state has a tremendous amount of alligators, and in the 1970s, we had almost wiped the American alligator population out of Louisiana. The American alligator is probably the greatest conservation success story that we have here in Louisiana and at the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. So we went from essentially 5,000 alligators in Louisiana to over 3 million now. And the way that we calculate the alligator population is really in the coastal zone. So think Highway 90 South. Well, we're hearing from a lot of folks, and our alligator biologists know that there is an abundance of alligator north of Highway 90 outside of the coastal zone. And so when we say 3 million alligators in Louisiana, we're really talking about the southern portion of Louisiana. And I have no real data on the population north of 90, but there's probably roughly 4 million alligators in the state of Louisiana, if not more. And to put that in into some perspective, there are 4 million people in Louisiana. And so it is kind of out of skew. The population has fully recovered, and that's what has given us the ability to go out and produce a new recreational season on these things. Everything we do here at Wildlife and Fisheries is backed by science and data, and it's put forth by our biological professional staff.
So each hunter gets 2 tags?
Each hunter will get 2 tags, and so we have 5,000 draws in 8 different zones. If you are successful, you will receive 2 tags. You'll be able to go out, like I said, on your property, on private property with written permission, or on enumerated state properties. You'll be able to bait those hooks, and you'll be able to harvest 2 alligator. One of the other things that we put into place is these are not like the commercial tag. So a commercial tag, you can take that hide, you can take that meat, and you can enter that stuff into commerce. These tags are just like a deer tag, right? And so you harvest that alligator, you tag it, you can send it to a processor, they'll package that meat up, it goes back to your house and your freezer for your consumption, and then you can take that hide and you can send it to a tannery, but when they scan that tag, it will be non-transferable, not commercial, and they will tan that hide and send it right back to you. And so, again, just more guardrails that we put in place to not materially impact that commercial industry.
So it's underway now to register to apply?
Yes, it is underway now. It started on Thursday, and you know, I've been asked about the interest that we've had in this season. Well, we've got some numbers now, and so in the first 24 hours, we've had about 1,200 applicants for this lottery. Again, there will be 5,000 people drawn, and so very proud of that number and happy to see that it's up there.
How long does the registration last?
Until August 30th.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner. I appreciate your time. I really do. And I hope it's a successful hunt for everybody.
Of course, Tommy. Thank you so much for having me on. Again, we just want people to go out, enjoy the great outdoors that we have here in Louisiana. I hope everybody that enters is successful in their draw and they get a successful harvest.
Thank you, sir. And Tyler Bosworth, Secretary of Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, 851, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL.